Day 49. Classifying, categorizing.
On the subject of how words change grammatical category, I'd like to pick up again on a few things from a while back.
I have a short memory, Marta.
I can refresh it, Patrick. We talked about similarities and differences, like the endings of the adjectives curious and serious. And also that the state or condition of being curious is curiosity, but the state or condition of being serious is not curiosity, rather seriousness. Ring a bell?
Okay.
But with nothing else to go on, it's hard to predict the suffix, at least with these examples. Yet sometimes, with other examples, you probably can predict. How would you go about arranging different kinds of food in terms of some particular category, like vegetable, fruit, meat, bread, etc.? What verb would you use?
I'd categorize them.
Fine. So, what did you do? How did you form the verb?
Simple. Take the noun category and add I-Z-E.
Okay. Now suppose you took foods like apples, broccoli, pork, bread, potatoes, etc., and arrange them in terms of the class identified by quantity of calories, say, high, low, none. What verb would you use in this case?
Easy. I'd classify them.
And how did you form the verb this time, Patrick?
Another softball. Take the noun class and add I-F-Y.
Notice the semantic similarity here with categorize and classify. Causing things to be put in categories or classes. Is the attachment of I-Z-E or I-F-Y an arbitrary one? Could the attachments have been reversed?
What? Let's see. You mean categorify? Class size? That's awful, Marta.
Well, is there anything at all that can be said about choice of suffix here?
Maybe the choice has to do with the length of the word. I-Z-E for long words, I-F-Y for short ones.
So how do you go about finding out for sure?
We look for other examples, right?
Good. Here's a bunch of them for starters. Personify, humidify, codify, solidify, falsify, justify, purify, intensify, objectify, pressurize, characterize, alphabetize, humanize, generalize, equalize, memorize, popularize, institutionalize. Anything to make of this?
Well, it can't be just longer versus shorter. Since, okay, institutionalize is longer than justify, but intensify is longer than equalize.
Good. So if length alone doesn't do it, what else can you consider? How are words divided up?
Oh, syllables. Okay. Looks like words with I-F-Y have fewer syllables than words with I-Z-E.
Look again, Patrick. What about humid and human, for example? Both two syllables? One becomes humidify, the other humanize. No humanify, for example.
Oh, right. But at least the one-syllable ones, code, just, pure, take I-F-Y, no?
Looks like it. And what about the rest?
Well, I don't see anything but I-Z-E on words of more than two syllables. So it looks like the two-syllable ones can go either way. 'Cause on the one hand, you have person, humid, solid, intense, object, all two syllables and all taking I-F-Y. And on the other hand, you have pressure, human, equal, all two syllables and all taking I-Z-E.
Nice little generalization.